Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is our show for the nursing home show, where we actually are giving us hints on how people can, you know, get help and stuff like that. So we're going to, you know, treat you today. Let's have our co-host come in on the picture. And that happens to be Frank. Let me see if he's on the board. Okay, hold on one second. I need to switch over to the board. Sorry about that. But anyway, just to give you guys a hint, we really have a committee started, and we're really starting to, things are starting to come together. And Frank will explain that because he helped me with some of it as well. So we have like a good maybe 10, 15 people on the committee. Maybe more now, I don't know, because some of them we had to leave, you know, phone numbers for. So bear with me. I just have to log into our studio and get the actual list. Maybe we can put it together on the show of people who are coming. All right, one second. Okay, I typed the password. Give me a second. Hopefully it comes out. Oh, here it is. Okay. Go into the studio, and I'll open the door, and we will find Frank. Okay. Hold up. It didn't come up. I don't know why. Hold on. Okay, let's see what's going on now. All right, here he is. Give me just 2 seconds and I'll let him in. Hey, Frank.
Inner Sight, live.
Yeah, live.
Welcome, Frank. Everybody.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking before I went on the air, this government is so insecure about so many things. And one of the biggest things is the disabled and the elderly.
Yes, sure is. Yep.
And the people who have to live in apprehension of nursing home.
That's right.
Because they make believe, the government makes believe that they care about us. But they really don't.
No.
Because if they did, they wouldn't give you something and then take it away. They would make sure that you could keep it.
That's right.
And that's what that waiver stuff is about. It's very misleading, that word.
It is.
Because it's only a waiver under certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is in charge of that. It's not an all-out waiver that you get.
And people think that they're not, and that's the sad part, that people don't know that they're doing that, you know, and the way they're doing it as well.
Yeah, because if you had a waiver, why would you need nursing homes?
That's right. It cross them out. That's how
it's
I think
a contradiction.
I would think a waiver. Cross it out.
So in other words, now they're wasting money on the waiver, and they're also wasting money on the nursing home. They're spending money on two fronts.
That's right.
And for what purpose? What the hell is the purpose of playing games with people's lives? That's what it comes
down to.
They're
Very
playing
true.
Games with us.
Oh, tell me about it. It's scary.
And wasting all that money. So the taxpayers now have to pay for the waiver in addition to the nursing home.
That's right.
I mean, what a waste of money.
It is. When they
That's
could
crazy.
Be putting people... I just answered a text because I posted that tweet that we were talking about. I posted it. And I just answered the person, what would you do with the nursing home patients? Well, I'd put them in the newly developed basically newly developed housing from the nursing home.
What did you post? The tweet?
The tweet, yeah.
Oh,
I got it up there. Yeah, I did.
And what, somebody
I had
contacted you?
Somebody commented, what would you do? Here's what they're asking. What would you do with the person who was in the nursing home? And I told them, just straight up. I said, we're making
put them
accessible
in their own
housing.
Home.
But, yeah, it'll
with
be
all
their
the
home.
Whatever they need.
Right. Everything that they need, what they'll get.
Sure.
If they were at home. Even love.
You could do that with a fraction of the nursing home money that they're wasting alone.
That's true.
But what
nursing
we want to do is bring
more,
the agencies.
Give me more. I know.
What we want to do is bring the agencies in on it and produce a
right.
television show to raise the money.
Right.
You know, and set up a volunteer thing where
mm-hmm.
we would reward people for donating help.
Right.
So we have a lot more potential of it working.
Yeah.
With all those things going into action.
Right.
Well, in other words, we're not
a
depending
lot of people up today.
On the we're not depending on the government.
That's right.
We want to phase them out. A lot of people want.
I'd like to. Today I had for our committee meeting, I got through a lot of names. I was amazed at myself that I was able to do it. Plus I also my eyes are hurting me and burning, but that's okay. They'll get over it, my eyes. So, I mean, it's hard when you're looking at something that's not made for your eyes. It's just small, too small. And you have blindness. It's just like, I never realized how bad it would be until I'm going through the...
Well, let's put it this way. You'd be a lot worse if you were in a nursing home.
That's the truth. I've been in that nursing home four times. I'm not going to ever go back there again.
Be glad. You can do all this work, and with each thing that you do,
it gets better.
It's a step closer to getting rid of these damn nursing homes.
That's the truth. It really is. We've got a mixture of people on our committee. Some are lawyers. Some are, they're just plain businessmen. All different people. I call it all different sizes, all different people who are willing to donate their time on a Sunday, nonetheless, to help us out. And I think that is beautiful. They're all
volunteers. Oh, you mean to tune into the meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
We have our first meeting, we hope, on the coming up on this Sunday.
Right. I can't wait.
I
really can't. I'm excited about it, actually.
We believe that we have the first committee ever that has been put together to have to bring about a solution to the nursing
home. That's right.
Not an investigation, not how to improve them or make them better. Nothing like that.
This is the solution. That is the solution.
How to make
people,
it... Well, let me talk. Keep interrupting me.
Sorry.
This is how to make it that these nursing homes will no longer be there and to outlaw them in this country. They've got to be outlawed. We got to make sure that nobody comes along and starts them up again.
That's true.
I'll punch them in the mouth myself.
So will I. He'll be on the floor, and I'll roll him over. How's that? Today has been really trying on me, so sorry about what...
Insight, brought to you by Third Eye Insight.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Fernandez is one of the committee members.
Yes, he is.
He has his own group.
Yep.
Where he's teaching and helping disabled people to protect themselves. So you want to have fun and do that, call Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. And we thank Devin for joining the committee. Everybody can help by signing the petition.
Definitely.
You know, go to change.org. Read our petition. See what
you
think.
Want me to?
No, I'm talking to people out there in the world, in the audience.
Oh, okay, for them to read the petition, sorry.
So, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip,
yeah.
New York. And don't forget the Big East Akita Rescue out there in South Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and all her beautiful bears.
Aww.
And we thank her for all her help. Big East Akita,
yeah.
Rescue, 609-388-7004. Or you can email them at Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
.net.
Yeah.
So adopt an Akita. And while you're thinking of dogs, tell the politician to get off their ass and get the dogs at the door of the school.
Yeah,
train dogs to detect people who are carrying weapons. And have a metal detector inside the door. That's the inner sight proposal, and
mm-hmm.
we'd like to see it happen.
Yes, I would.
Protection
big
of
time.
Millions of children all over this country. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by all the beautiful children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, and Ollie Campbell, all the children who perished in Texas because the government didn't protect them enough.
That's true.
And that's why we have that idea of the dogs.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner
that's
sight
very true, too.
Remind you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. This is our nursing home program every Wednesday night. And a big, big job ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
But we have the best motive in the world.
Yes, we do.
Those of us who are disabled and elderly and closer to being in a nursing home than many, many other people. We have the motive to stop these places.
That's right.
We don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there.
That's the motive
is right.
And not only that, wasting money and that people could
it's not worth it.
use for help.
Yeah, they sure can. They could put them into little accounts for these people so that they can, you know, have the things that they need. My mom, I had to buy her clothes because they ruined her clothes in the wash, and I told them, replace it. They go, we don't know if she was ruined in the wash or if she got up and split her pants. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I said,
they ruin everything in nursing homes.
Yeah, they do. So, I said,
including
it's supposed
people's
to be,
lives.
You know, that too. They didn't fit her anymore either. They must have put it on very high dry or something. I was so upset that she had beautiful clothing when she was before she came in there, and all of it was horrible. So I had to buy a whole bunch for her. I'm like, why am I doing this?
So let's see, how many confirmed committee members do we have?
I'll tell you right now.
Can you count them?
We'll do a count. Yeah, hold on.
I mean, all
right. I did a lot of work
yes.
today. Yes. Okay, so you and I, of course, we're always a yes. And then Abel News, Angela, she said a yes. I left
three.
A message for Terry, and Maureen gave me a call later on, and she's a yes. Maureen and Mary, we get the tag team there.
So that's five.
Right there. And let's see.
Devin is
we
six.
Have Devin six. Did Karen say to you what her
Baja
last name
Monday
was?
Baja Monday is seven.
Okay.
And this lady, Karen, wants to be part of it. She's not really ready right now, but she definitely wants to do it.
Okay. So maybe we'll get, if I could figure out how to make the record
so
work
that would be,
on my...
Seven or eight. Now, who else have you
exactly.
got?
Exactly. Okay, I've got my aide who really wants to be involved. She said yes, because she's been living, not living, she's been working in nursing homes and home care for
a very long time.
Well,
that would be nine.
Right. Then my
Joe
friend
Delgado,
Alicia.
Did Joe say he wanted to be on the committee?
He's sending somebody. He's sending somebody. He's going to church. And he said, I can't really do it. I'm going to church. So
yeah, but I mean, does he
someone.
Want to be on the committee? He's sending somebody
yes.
for...
Right.
Huh?
We could say do it another day for him if everybody wants to. But Sunday is good for me at that time. Let's see. He said, I'm sending someone. So we'll take down all
right,
the information.
So we count that. So that's... 10
yeah.
people.
Right. And then we got more. Hold on. Did
Who
you get in touch with Ira? Did you get in touch with Ira?
I did, but
Alda?
I haven't heard back from him yet.
Me neither. Okay. And his voicemail's full now. He's got to take it off like me. and I'm going to be doing that, like, tomorrow, taking everything off. I was going through it today. And then we've got – I didn't put any politicians in, so that's good. Let's see. I called. Oh well, Devin. Yes, and let me see.
Yeah, I counted.
I couldn't.
Him.
I. That's it. That's what I got up to. Up to Devin.
10 people.
Yeah, I only have two
more
pages.
You got any
more
confirms?
Mm,
what about
yes,
your
ooh,
cousin?
Bahamonde that you said, right?
I counted.
And
what about your cousin?
Oh, I left a message for her. I left a message for her.
The one
see
in,
what happens.
Where is she, in Florida?
No. This is a person who lives here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She doesn't live here. PA. She's a PA. I think it's like regional head. I'm not quite sure which of independent living, but I know she really
no,
has
no,
a high
the
position
other one.
There.
The one on your husband's side. Is there another
oh,
one?
Yeah. There was a girl. I didn't get to that yet. I didn't get to that yet.
Oh, I thought maybe
not
you
yet.
Contacted her. All right.
No,
all right,
no,
so we got
yet.
10 confirmed. Any other confirmed?
Nope. The rest are voicemails.
All right. 10
after,
people
after
confirmed.
Joe,
you got to follow up on the.
Right. I couldn't
the
get to Richie.
Who,
I couldn't. Devin, we knew, was there.
Didn't answer
I have
you
to
yet.
Still call Zoom to find out how to record it. In case people can't make it, I could give them a recording. You know?
Yeah. So yeah. There we have a 10-member committee so far.
Already, yeah. And we have more
and,
people to get a yes or no to because they
we
were
have
home. So.
An attorney on the committee. We have the head of the Independent Living Center here in
right.
Suffolk
mm-hmm.
County.
That's right.
On the committee. And we
have
a business owner. Devin is a business owner.
Okay, cool. And we have a nurse.
And
right?
Some good old American citizens.
That's right.
Who don't want to see people suffer.
That's right.
In these horrible nursing homes.
Yeah.
Now, the first job of this committee will be to try to get as many signatures as possible.
Mm-hmm.
On the petition.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That's right.
We
for
need
now.
Numbers
and
on
then
that,
in the future.
On that petition.
Right. And then in the future, it'll be something different. We'll all decide on other things. But right now, that's the pressing need, I would say.
Yeah, we got to get the petition out. Get people
yep.
to put it. Everybody, most people have a social media.
Right.
You know, put it up there. Promote it. Let people read it to see how we intend to raise the money. Of course, a lot of that money should come from the government. You free up that money that's
right.
going to the nursing homes. There's a big
yeah.
help right there.
Yeah, sure. I think of it this way.
That's the first task.
Continue.
What?
So I think of it this way. You know, it will help guide us. It will be like, you know how they bring a branch from a tree and it's like a Y when people are looking for water? To me, this is what I also think about it, you know, bringing us, you know, the freshness of the earth and bringing us people getting out of these fake places. I call them fake. They really are. They're not a home to me. They're a horrible place, in my opinion. You know, I'd rather bring them home.
Yeah, in the opinion
and
of many,
cozy
not
feel.
Just your opinion.
Yeah,
millions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's the beginning.
Yeah, of the end.
no. Of the end of these nursing homes.
That's right. But the good thing is,
because millions of people don't want them.
Yeah.
Those voices in the background. What is it?
Yeah, it's another family issue that I'm not talking about right now.
Well,
I'm not. It's really.
You gotta
I'll tell you later.
Cut
yeah,
that out.
I know, but you know what? It comes on my as an emergency. It comes on my phone and Chris's phone. So I have to, when I'm done, I have to.
Well, the only emergency on this show are these damn nursing homes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Other than
they
that.
They have other emergencies. They have other emergencies. And this is the one that the family met. We had two family members were on Chris's side, you know, leave the earth, let's put it that way, and pass on. So sad.
Two family members, what, in nursing homes?
One was in a nursing home, yeah.
Or was in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. And the other refused to... No, no longer. But they died. And then the other one, she was in hospice. So that was just as bad, I think. I don't know. I haven't been in hospice yet. You know. She was very sick, the one who was in hospice.
We have had people for years and years trying to do something about these nursing homes.
That's true. They sat down
there's
on
been
the
all kinds of frustrations. All kinds of demonstrations and frustrations. It really hasn't done a damn thing.
I know. I have a... the best thing is that we... figured it out because we were doing more than one thing. They were just focusing on one thing, and it wasn't getting them anywhere. Get more funds. It wasn't getting them anywhere. You just made the system bigger and bigger and bigger instead of, you know, saying, listen, I know you need the funds to get these people in their own homes, because all of a sudden there was an influx of disabled people calling our show who were in shelters. That shouldn't be. That should be priority. Disabled people should be out of there. Okay, that's not healthy for them. But they don't care. They don't care if somebody dies who's a disabled person. They don't care if that, you know, these shelters are a horrible place for people with weakened immune systems who are always indoors.
Well, the shelters are horrible for everybody.
Yeah, I know. Both of them are horrible. They should
but
just
they're
say,
even
okay,
worse.
We're not put. I think they're worse.
When
yes.
you're disabled and you don't have the means,
that's
you know,
right.
to get around and all that.
Mhm. Offhand,
and
I
how many
think
of those shelters aren't even accessible?
That's right. Think of three people who were in shelters this year. Three. You know.
Well, they say that the nursing homes are worse than the shelters.
In some cases, they are. They really are. They give you the worst food that I've ever tasted in my whole life. Some people cannot withstand, you know, beating up. My mother was one of them. She just sat there because of her dementia and let them do it, in a sense, because she was so scared of them. She was very scared. And I don't blame that she was scared. But if I was in there, I think it would be a different story. If I was in place of my mom, believe me, they would have had a tough time convincing me that a nursing home was a place to live. Yep.
I think that everybody on the committee has taken a stand.
Right.
And a promise, and a pledge, whatever you want to call it, to terminate these nursing homes, turn them into something better.
That's true.
You know.
And Everybody feels...
That's a big step forward.
That is a very big step. Some people had even a good experience in a nursing home, but yet they understand where we're coming from now. And it was a newscaster who's still, you know, on our side and helping us out with other things. But she had a beautiful experience in a nursing home. And I don't know if it's because of her stature, you know, in the news field, or if she just, you know, regularly had a good, you know, experience. I don't know. You have to find out more. There are. Very much
that's,
so.
That's not the point.
I know.
I mean,
they shouldn't exist.
The place of the whole is horrible.
And they
you're
have,
always
going to
find. I knew one head nurse who got fired because
I remember that
she was doing extra stuff for this woman.
Yeah.
Who was a
resident. That's terrible. Yeah.
They gave her a hard time, and then they finally fired her.
I know. You know what it was?
So anyone...
They did not want her to succeed. That's what it
you
was.
You keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry, I have
Anyone who... anyone who starts to do something a little different or something good for somebody in a nursing home has to beware and be very careful. Because if they find out that you're violating one of their rules or doing something different, you could be in hot water. You could be in a lot of trouble. And I'm sure it happens all the time, and you don't hear about it because they keep it hush-hush.
That's
anybody
true.
On the line? We got anybody on the phones?
Let me look. You got to see
Inner
how many...
Sight, if you want to call in... 213-816-1650. You know
we
anybody in
Maureen.
A nursing home? Or,
we have Maureen
or if
and
you're in
Maureen.
One yourself.
In
got
my
phone,
house, nobody's
call.
Living. My aunt is not in a nursing home yet. But she has Alzheimer's, but she's going slow.
Anybody on
going
the line?
Slow. Yes, I told you. Yes. We're Mary and Maureen, I told you, and I was going to go to Louie next to tell you that Louie's on the phone, too, waiting to
well,
be heard.
Well, Louie was on last night.
Yeah, I know.
We
you
have any other calls?
Maureen and Mary.
Oh, Maureen's on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's take a call from Maureen.
All right, here she comes.
I'm up in Westchester County, Inner Sight, live.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing
good.
Fine.
Oh, that's good. It doesn't say unmuted or whatever it used to say. It doesn't say that anymore, huh? Whatever
sometimes
that little
it
voice.
Says it and sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, sometimes
I was waiting to hear that.
Sometimes.
That's why. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
yeah, I wanted to call tonight, and I'm going to be calling in on the Zoom Sunday, of course, my mom and me.
Yeah.
And,
thank you for that.
Thank
oh,
you.
You're welcome. I know we've got to get rid of these places. They're really abominable is the best
they
word,
really
I guess. You know, I mean, they ruined so many lives. And, of course, my mom and your mom, Suzanne, got caught in the bad time, too, with the pandemic.
Yeah,
that struck, too. That made it even extra worse, you know. But
yes, it did.
Yeah, I mean, it just isolated people and, you know, it just was... But, they're horrible anyway. You know, I look at my poor mom here in a bed and in a wheelchair with her stomach still. I have to get to you. I lost that number, Frank. You'll have to give me their number again. And, you know, she lost two toes, of course, her stomach issue, eye also, her left eye, because of the cataract that they let go to.
Oh, boy.
Stay away from, try to stay away from as many doctors, too, if you can.
Yeah,
you know,
not easy.
They'll just find something. Yeah, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have even bothered going to that urologist, you know, with her who put the catheter in and she bled. And I cursed that day. I listened to him and she walked in his office, her regular doctor, right before that to the scale. And I look at her now and I just get disgusted, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Maureen, refresh my memory. What number did I give you that you lost?
Oh, Mr. Ross. Ross. Audra and what was his name? David Ross? What's his first name?
I don't.
I'll call you tomorrow, Frank. Do you know who I mean?
Call me tomorrow.
I can't find it. I have so many papers and so many, you know, and.
I have papers too, and I can't sleep on the bed.
I gave you David's number.
Yeah, David. That's what
David.
I said, David Ross.
Yeah.
I had Audra. Yeah, you'll have
call
to
me
give
tomorrow.
Me that again. I cannot find it. Her stomach was really good for a while. It was closed up really good, so I thought that's good. And then the nurse went back to taking the calcium alginate off and put the hydrogel back, and then it opened again. So, just off and on, off and on. But, you know, it just, they didn't help her in any way, the nursing home. You know, it was just... you know, just she wasn't bedridden until, you know.
What did Mary say? I heard her say something.
Oh, that was the aide was saying goodnight to her because she's going outside. Say hi to Frank and Suzanne, Ma.
Hi, Frank and Suzanne.
Hey.
Hi,
how you
Mary.
Doing?
Good to hear you home.
Yeah, they're saying hi to you, Mommy. I have a, what is it called? what is this? What is the phone? A cordless phone. And unfortunately, I can't turn it any louder, so she can't really hear you. When you know, I have to put it really close. So
I sound.
I want to
get her.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, so I could put it closer, I guess, and she could hear you better if you want to say it again. Here, Mommy, listen to Frank and Suzanne.
Hi, Frank.
Hey.
And Suzanne. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Good. How are you feeling?
Can you hear them?
It's very low, the phone, too, but she heard your voices a bit this time, so I have to get another house phone so I can have the, you know, have a loud speaker on it. But
there's one that I am going to buy real soon, and it, oh, God, let me think of it. It's Clarity or something like that. I have to get you the name. I'll call you offline, and I'll get it for you. It's for the hearing impaired, so it'll help her hear better. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I had the loudspeaker on the phone, but the house phone is broken, and so
no,
we got
amplified.
The cordless phone. But you can't turn it up louder, you know?
This one
so
you
we
can.
Can't really be on and talk, you know what I mean, like we used to. So
this one's a cordless, and you could turn
Maureen,
it louder.
One of the things we want to do with the committee, I like to do it monthly, is invite the media. Have people tell their stories why we have this committee and why we're doing this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I got a call the other day from my friend Ira Tucker, who is a big candidate for a nursing home, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
He told me that there was a story recently on the news about how nursing homes are trying to get money from family people who aren't
that's
even
true,
related
too.
To the residents.
Oh, wow. He's doing worse.
Unbelievable.
They'll try anything.
Yeah,
they try
to get away with it.
That's what they tried to do.
You know, it really is. They'll sink to the lowest level, you know?
Yeah, they will. They said to me, I owed $800 and something. I said, I don't owe you anything. My mother died with her money. Go get it at the funeral. I was
scared. Yeah, they should owe you something
really
for what
was.
They did to her.
They
should compensate you.
I said, go to the
you.
Funeral. Not funeral, go to the cemetery. She's there. I'll give you her plaque number.
Oh, God. It's terrible. I mean, it really...
To be on top of her. So I just said, you know, it'll have, in due time, Mom and Dad, in due time, I'll get you a beautiful stone. That's all.
Yeah. Nah, it's just horrible what they can do to people. And, you know, it's just horrible. I mean, really, you know, when I think back on what I know now, if I had known then, it would have been a lot different, you know.
Right. Yeah.
It happened 12 years ago. It happened, you know, suddenly. I didn't have the friends and the help from you guys and Alice's group that I have now and know what's going on with different things, you know. I just didn't have anybody at that time like I do now, you know, to help me and everything. You know, and I just have learned so much, but it would never be, I made a vow, I will never. If I'm paralyzed from the neck down, I will never go into a nursing home. Never. I will never.
You would be a candidate for acute rehabilitation, but after you're not a candidate for acute rehabilitation, guess what they recommend? You should just say, I'm going home after that.
They can recommend all they want, but I ain't going into one.
Right, neither am I.
I will never.
But I did go into an acute rehab when I had my stroke.
Anyone ever tried to put Mary in a nursing home again, they got to fight me.
Yeah.
And me.
And Inner Sight. And the committee.
Inner Sight, totally.
Yep. They better not ever try, that's for sure, you know.
I think Mary and would appreciate all of that being with her daughter. That's the most beautiful thing that you were able to give a gift to your mom.
I know.
Oh,
I was talking
cool.
We were talking to our friend up in Canada. And she goes, Maureen, I still can't believe this ever happened. She said, you used to be sane about it. And she said, okay, you know, good thing, you know. But she never thought it would ever happen, you know. She said, I still can't believe it, you know. But I persevered.
Yeah, they shook you
and,
up to the core. That's what happened.
Wait, say it again, Suzanne, I'm sorry.
I said they
I
shook you up to the core. And it's kind of low. The transmission tonight. I don't know why.
I
have my phone
just,
on high.
I just couldn't, you know, well, when the liaison in the nursing home, the last one said to get her out, then you really know that, you know, it's not a good place. I mean, we used to be together all the time, and then to all of a sudden, whoop, that's it for, you know, a year and a half almost, except for little visits that, I couldn't let it go on anymore, you know. So luckily,
I did not even want to do it the way they wanted me to do it because it was so dangerous. I was next to a window 90% of the time, and the window that they selected, it was accessible. But the problem is that it was I would fall, and not really accessible. It was pseudo accessible, I should say, or partially accessible. When I got towards the window, I couldn't reach.
No, it's just
I couldn't reach to say hi.
It's just there's no place like home, and you know, I mean, we're together at least, and you know, just trying to think of somewhere maybe we can go one day and have a little outing for ourselves, and you know, maybe to a mall.
Yeah, let me just extend. Our invitation again, because people may not remember. Anybody who's in a nursing home, if you want to tell your story, and you could do this every night, we'll interrupt our regular programming. If you call from the nursing home to tell your story and how you don't want to be there and what's going on in there, keep on doing that.
That's right, every night.
That's a testimony. That we don't need these places.
Uh-huh.
These horrible
nursing. Right.
Yeah.
We'll call Inner Sight.
The evil.
And it worked for Mary and Maureen. It can work for others.
Yes, it did. They were scared, I think, towards the end. I think they knew that you were doing broadcasting, and they must have been extremely scared because they let it go rather quickly.
I hope so. I hope, you know, because, you know, it's trying to get good.
I told you it would work out. I'm so happy that it did.
I know. I was kidding.
So, Maureen, you're happy about the committee?
Yes, yes, it's very good. It's mm-hmm. a very good idea, and hopefully it works, and we get rid of all these places that are no good. You know, they just harm people more than
yeah,
they
Yeah, we
got to
make it work.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah,
we all
gotta
you
can't harm
join
people.
Together and make it work.
Right,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's for sure. Uh-huh.
Well, listen, we're gonna move on. I think we have another caller, but...
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Thank
really.
You so much for calling in.
Yeah. Okay, nice
thank
talking
you.
To you
and
guys
thank
again.
You, Mary.
Oh, just
thank you,
Mary.
Thank you,
Ma. Thank you. Oh, she's saying thank you, too.
Aw.
All right.
Oh,
take
boy.
Care. We'll call again.
So
okay?
We'll catch up with you, Maureen. And call me tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll give you that number again.
Okay, Frank. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay, thanks. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
All right. In a sight. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, another committee member.
You're going to have to disconnect. I don't know why it's not going. I'm sorry.
No, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Wait.
Thank you. I'll be right back. Okay.
Bahamonde's number is 516-783-9662. He's a civil rights lawyer. So if you feel you've been violated, give him a call. 516-783-9662, James Bahamonde, and I want to thank Silo for their help and support of our committee, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, Silo and my good friend over there, Jose Delgado.
How are you?
My buddy.
My buddy.
All
too.
Right, in a sight. Our nursing home program and the latest update, 10 members on our committee so far.
That's
and growing.
Great so far. And growing, yeah.
So we're yeah. headed in the right direction.
If we get 20 in total, I'll be ecstatic.
Get rid of these nursing homes. What?
If we get 20 in total, I'll be ecstatic. Because that's a good committee right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Well, give us, before we look at other phone calls, give us a count on the listens.
Okay, hold on.
Get the latest count.
I got it. Yep, I got the latest count. I'm just waiting for the
what
thing to come
it?
Up. Okay, 115,670.
All right.
We went up. Yep.
We're headed to 116,000.
Very close, yeah.
And I predict before the end of the year, we'll have 120,000 listeners.
No, I'd want that. My goodness, even more. I'm so happy if that happens.
Inner sight. Who else we got on the line?
We got Louie, but I can't seem to activate his icon. It won't let me activate his icon.
I don't know
I have
what's
to
going
log
on
out
with that.
Come
you
got
you
got
to call these people about that stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's a pain in the butt.
Find out why it isn't working.
Yep. I keep hitting it. It happens with the music, too. All the things that are on our board, sometimes I can't activate them. Like you tell me, oh, raise the volume.
Maybe
lower
you're
the
not
volume.
Clicking it in the right way. If you, these things, you got to click them just in the right
it's
way. If you
finicky,
if you
yeah,
go
I
off
know.
A little bit, it doesn't work.
Check. I'm trying
it's
again.
Visual,
I'm right
so.
On it. Yeah, and that's the problem right there.
Yeah,
I don't have the
visual
for the visual stuff. They should make it better. I don't know. That's just me.
All I'm right. In a sight.
Log off and come back on. I think it would work.
The number
hold
here.
On.
The number here is 213-816-1650. And this is our nursing home show 843 New York. And Inner Sight. Now, we'd like to see other agencies join us in turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. We need help, all right? We have the committee started. We have the show. We have people committing to doing what has to be done to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And we need other agencies to come forward and help.
Yep, I'm back.
Now, Independent Living in Suffolk County donated $700, and they've pledged another five for next month.
Well, that's beautiful.
Other agencies can donate money to get rid of these nursing homes. Everybody in the agency could be a candidate to go into a nursing home, especially if you're disabled. If you're disabled, you're more of a candidate than the person with
you. Pardon me, Frank. I'm able to get Louie's line connected whenever you're
What?
Again. I'm able to get Louie's line connected now. I logged out.
Let me finish what I was saying. So, any agencies out there who understand and who care about what we're doing, you know, we got the petition, we got the committee, we got the show, we got the numbers on the show, and we need money to put the word out all over the social media. To hire a public relations firm so that we can pick up the phone and say, hey, put this out for us, do this, do that, you know, whatever. That's what we need. We struggle through this damn thing because neither one of us can read this stupid-ass board.
I can't that much either. It's getting worse.
We should be able to read it, and we can't.
So
if we had a public relations firm...
Yeah, they do it.
It would be a lot easier to conduct all this stuff. So agencies out there, you know, donate some money to us. Silo did.
Yeah, they did.
Why can't you?
They knew that this is
your
agency. Be a big... Yeah.
Help us do it.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, let's take a call. Louie, the lips on the line.
Here comes Louie. Oh, don't tell me it locked out again. I'm going to scream. No, I got him. I got him. Hey, Louie.
Hello there.
Can you lower
your...
Lower
your television, Lou.
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up? You were on last night.
Yeah, I filled in for Susan yesterday.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
Had a rough day.
I was doing entertainment with Susan. Susan. Doing a comedy.
Yeah, I know. I heard. It was cool.
Yeah.
Well, what's up? What'd you call it? You know tonight's the nursing home show?
My name is Rosanna Dunn. I'm in a nursing home talking to Lori Rivera. I'm in a wheelchair. And then this chair drives me crazy. I can't get up from the chair. I need a walker to walk, man. I got stuck through the chair. Hey, Rosanna, you got to help me out of that chair so I can walk.
You need to go home.
That's right.
Go to the man in the room.
No, get out of that place. Is right. You don't want to be in a nursing home, Louie, right? I don't want to be.
Nah, I'm just making it up.
I know. Even the makeup sort of gives me heebie-jeebies.
CBGB,
Louie will play the conga drum,
oh,
and everybody will leave the nursing home.
There you go.
And go home.
There you go. That will be in celebration that everybody's able to get out, Louie. We'll have you at the conga, and you'll start leading a conga line.
That's it.
To get everybody.
We'll give a
out.
Celebration. We turn
That's
the first
right.
one into accessible housing.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll have a musical celebration.
Yeah, I think they'll enjoy it.
And Louie can play the conga.
That's right, and we'll have a conga line going out the door of all the people. That would be fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why not?
It
could happen.
Louie, why not? Yeah. Frank's right.
We'll
yeah,
make
I
it
practice
happen.
The, I got to practice a conga line so I can play it.
Yeah, you should. That's it.
Yeah.
We'll give you songs to practice. Okay.
Well, Louis will be with us Friday night on the Funnies.
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah. Hey, Suzanne, Frank called my house last night. I gotta give Frank a primo, and I filled in for Suzanne last night.
I know you had.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Louis Rivera, filling in for Suzanne. She's falling asleep on the phone, you know.
Yeah, I had trouble.
Well, you did a great job, Louis.
You did an excellent job, Louis. You really did.
Yeah. Are you right? Are you right left-handed or the other hand?
Well, there's a story about that. My mom did not want me to write with my left hand, so I wrote with my right hand, and it sort of mixed me all up. So, yeah, my mom didn't want it.
You should be able to write with either hand.
I did for a while, then I had the stroke. And when I had the stroke, this made the left hand weaker. I can't write with it anymore. So, there it is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm lucky I'm alive.
You know, they say switching hands protects you.
Yeah, it does. And I've been doing a lot of things with both hands, but I can't write still with my left hand.
Ignore that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hey, Frank, I bought some lipstick.
You bought lipstick?
What are you going to do with that?
For Connie and Chrissy.
Oh. That's good.
Right.
We'll have to get you.
They
got to
sit on my lap. They
got
to go smoochy and smoochy and smoochy and all over. Oh,
all
my goodness.
Listen, Lou, we got to finish up the show, but thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in Friday for Interpsych Follics and have a great time, all right? This is Rosanna, then don't forget to swab. I can talk to Pat Cooper.
Okay.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. Stay safe, okay? All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Interpsych, and we want to thank all the people
who have joined the
committee.
I just want to let you know.
All the people have joined the committee, and all those who will be joining. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank everyone who's thinking about helping Interpsych. And
right.
I know there's people out there who are thinking about it. Now, that's good.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Meditate over it. Think about it. Read the petition.
Yes.
Sign it. Put it up on your social media. Tell your friends.
That's
every one of your friends, be young or old,
right,
everyone is a potential candidate for a horrible nursing home.
That's true.
So help us do it. We need help. We can't do this alone.
No. Nope.
It's going to take people. It's going to take some money. It's going to take awareness. It's going to take news stories.
Mm-hmm.
Every aspect of this is meaningful.
Yeah.
And will help to bring us closer to the goal. And we want to start. We would love to find one nursing home.
That's right.
Who would agree to be turned into accessible housing.
You know what, Frank, I have an idea. Do you believe that we can get everybody, you know, together and decide maybe which nursing home would be something like a contest for kids and stuff? Make it on a lighter note, and then after that, people say, yeah, I think, you have a good idea. Something like that. You know?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is get names on that petition.
Yes, we do.
You're
going to
go out there, you got to have names.
Yes, you do.
People are going to look at that and they're going to say, hey, there's nobody signed.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to get those names.
That's true, like we did with the other petition.
Stay focused on that.
I'll keep doing it until it's signed
and then
to
the
a million
conference.
Times. And the news conference, too. Yep.
Because the news conference will help us get names.
Yeah, it will. I think it did on the other
one. All right, Insight, we'll be with you tomorrow night.
We missed a call.
8 to 9. Friday is our funnies. What did you say? There's a call?
There's a call, yeah.
A quick one?
I hope so.
All right, we got a few minutes, caller.
Okay.
Inner Sight, hello.
If I can get it open. Oh, no, I hate this. I really do. I can't get it open. Here we go again.
You got Louie on.
Yeah, because I had to log out and come back in. Now I can't get it again. It's so annoying. I'm sorry, caller. I really tried. But tomorrow, if you call in, we'll take you, okay?
Call back tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't get it to work. It's your mic that's not lighting. Oh, wait.
Try it again. Keep trying it.
Get it.
We only got a few minutes left anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm trying it. It's not doing it, no matter what I do. I have to fully log off.
So we urge everyone who cares about freedom and justice to join with us, whether you can contribute or whether you can put stuff on the social media, on the website.
Everything. It all counts.
Anything you can do.
That's right.
Will help to get the word out. To help us further.
It'll help my
our
site.
Quest.
Yeah.
To turn these nursing homes into something good, something that everybody can use.
That's right. Housing. There's such long waiting lists. I'm on two of them, and I don't even know if I'll ever get, you know, a house. And it might not be the best. I'm on the waiting list right now.
Yeah, so, you and millions of others. Another
is it 3 to 4 years?
Another way that the money's not being used in the right way. That's why there's waiting list.
That's right. 3 to 4 years, Frank. That's what they told me. I hope it's sooner.
Yeah, because they won't make all apartments and houses accessible.
That's right.
That's why there's waiting list. If everything was accessible, there wouldn't be
waiting list. You have more income coming in. That's right.
So there's the government again, giving you something and
taking it
back.
Away. Yeah.
That's how they operate.
That's right. Even the waiver programs, both waiver programs, are almost identical in my eyes because they do the same BS. They go through everything, and you have to give them all your medicals and all your pills and all that junk that you don't need in your body just for them to approve you. I don't like that. Be more forthcoming.
Suppose you don't take that stuff.
And
what
you take,
do
say,
then?
Something else. Then they'll be like, why do you take all the herbs? They interfere with every part of everything. I had an herb on the list, right, of what I was taking. Well, why are you taking the herbs? The pharmacist said back to me. I said, because it's helping me better than the real stuff that you call real, you know.
No, I mean the waiver program. Well, what if you don't take medicine and you don't go to doctors and you want to stay out of a nursing home?
Basically, you really need to get a doctor to fill the form. So what I would do is get an alternative doctor, like Calliope.
Yeah, you get a doctor to fill out the form, but you're not taking medicine, you're not taking...
You just have no medicine and nothing alert. Do you have any allergies? That's all you need to put. 60 seconds, Frank.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night.